Today's daily 10 will be feel flow. So again, we are remaining in the body. So we're in our somatic. So we have for our somatic range. So the emotional body, any of our felt sensations, and we're looking for change, dynamic qualities within feel, and that we will be talking about. That's flow. So, I don't think there's much else to say. And if I say more, I'm just going to mess it up anyway. So we'll begin, as I talk about, this is sort of my pre-flight checklist for when I sit. It's a way for me to sort of signal to the body that we're going to be doing a little meditation. So sometimes I'll catch myself rocking, and I used to stop doing that, and I realized that I should just, body wants to rock, let the body rock. So I rock in a little bit, and then much like Shinzen's very iconic stretch up and settle in, I will often stretch up, trying to get the alignment, and then letting my shoulders and body drop. What I'm looking for in my checklist is upright, as naturally straight as possible, spine that fosters a relaxed and alert quality, that meditative state we're always gunning for. And then the last little bit is a softening and then a few invitations for deeper breaths. So what I'm doing, I'm softening my eyes, checking in with my jaw, and just seeing where I'm at with my neck and shoulders. So a little posture tune-up. That's what I'm going through sort of mentally as a check, that stretch, dropped, where I'm at, and then I'm ready. Now for me, an area that I go to for flow is the breath. If you don't really feel like the breath is your jam, it's not really your thing, just for the first about 45 seconds here, tune into the breath and see if there's any flow characteristics within the breath or around the breath. Our labels for this are feel and flow. If flow is present, we notice, soak our attention into it, and label it flow. If flow is not present, no problem. Notice where in the body our attention is. Soak our attention, or soak it in a little more there. Label that feel. So if the breath is in a common place that you connect with, see if you have a felt sensation of any pulsing qualities that you might associate with your heartbeat, or you may be able to feel your heartbeat. This is a sense of flow. Notice a bit of a pulse, subtle rocking. I feel that change. Notice its dynamic quality. Label it flow. If things arise and pull your attention away, that's okay. Noises, thoughts, you can acknowledge that, bring your attention back to the body, back to looking for flow. Good. So one more place that I sometimes have flow. Don't know how common it is for others. Is the edge of my skin. Seems to be most pronounced sort of after a workout maybe or yoga. The skin is hot. The area that I'm in may not be as warm, hopefully. And as I notice that sensation, I notice that it arises in other at other times. Of a light coat along the just the boundary. It's another example of flow. It may not be fully transferable to everyone. Finally, if you haven't contacted flow in any of the ways that have been presented, this last minute, your attention as it moves within the body, we're not constraining it or allowing it to float and move. And that movement of your attention within field space is a type of flow. So you might say between each occurrence that I'm labeling as feel, maybe I'm shoulders, belly, sides. Movement of my attention is also flow. That's your daily 10. I encourage you, if flow is distinctively not your thing, to do play with it and come back to it. You may find as you strengthen your concentration, clarity, and equanimity that you're in a better position to be in contact with, or you've enriched your ability to appreciate flow. And it may seem, may not be there for you now, but it could very well be there for you in the future. Thank you so much.